For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Tomorrow, around noon, the great blues man B.B. King will pay his final visit to Beale Street in Memphis. His funeral procession will make its way from the airport past the club that bears his name on a street that gave him that name, Beale Street Blues Boy or B.B. King. Scant few are alive today who remember when blues and R&B were the soundtrack of Beale. Floyd Newman is one of them. He was a baritone sax player in King's first touring band, the B.B. King Review. He's also the last living member of that band. He invited us to his home in South Memphis recently to remember the blues great and those formative years playing in Memphis. Floyd Newman, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be here.
What was Beale Street like in 1949?
Beale Street was bustling with clubs, but Beale Street was 100% blues. Every club was loaded. The streets were loaded. At that time, it was mostly black musicians and black people on Beale at that time.
Now, B.B. King started out singing gospel, and he learned to play guitar by listening to records. Now, without any sort of formal training, what was B.B. King like as a band leader in those early days?
B.B. was always anxious to learn more than what he knew. B.B. wanted to be a fantastic guitarist. Matter of fact, he wanted to be a jazz guitarist because he was a jazz guitarist playing different things. And he said, oh, I would love to be able to do that, you know.
So how did he get into the blues?
The blues was the dominant music in Memphis. It was dominant. You couldn't go on Beale unless you heard blues.
How did a rehearsal go?
When we went on the road, B.B. Decided he wanted to change the sound of the band. So he had a writer and arranger named Onsie Horn. Onsie had the band sound like Count Basie, and B.B. loved that.
Well, I got a whole lot of love, baby, just waiting for you.
It gave B.B. a different sound, a different band, a different approach to what he was doing.
So when I think about Count Basie and good arrangements, I think that there was probably a lot of rehearsal involved, and he had to be a band leader that got what he wanted.
Well, B.B. would never lock you down to anything. He gave every musician freedom because he would always say, I hired you, so I already think you're great.
Tell me about touring in the South during the 1950s and 60s.
It was very tough. But I was young. It was tough because we were playing one-nighters. See, B.B. didn't take off no time. We were playing every night. And during that time, a lot of segregation was going on as far as places to stay. Certain hotels, they would not accept blacks. And there were restaurants that the bus would pull up and stop, and they wouldn't accept us. A lot of segregation, a lot of segregation at that time.
Were you playing for white audiences and black audiences?
Oh, yeah. Even in the South, some places where they you didn't expect whites to show up, they would show up anyway. They wanted to see and hear B.B.
Why do you think B.B. King kept growing as a blues man while other musicians of that era and that genre just sort of faded into obscurity?
I think it had a lot to do with B.B. himself. First of all, he had his own way of playing that guitar, which was unschooled. You know, sometimes when you know less, you play more. Because, see, didn't nobody tell you, no, you can't do that on there. He schooled himself. He learned from listening, paying attention, and opening his ears up. And like I said, he often wanted to be a better player all the time. He never wanted to settle in and just be a regular old B.B. King guitarist.
What do you think the world needs to know about B.B. King, the man and the musician?
I think the world, really, they know that this man was evidently a sincere blues musician who believed in the blues and believed that he was a leader. B.B. knew this, but B.B. never changed. Out of all the recognition of being B.B. King, a real king of the blues, he remained humble. He was a humble man to the world.
Floyd Newman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Floyd Newman remembering his friend, B.B. King. Newman later recorded with Stax as one of the famed Memphis Horns. He also co-wrote the hit song, Last Night.
I'm gonna pack my suitcase. I'm gonna move down the line.
This Friday, there will be a viewing of B.B. King in Indianola, Mississippi from 10 to 5 at the B.B. King Museum. After a funeral on Saturday, he'll be laid to rest on the grounds of the museum. For more information, click on this story at WKNOFM.org. I'm Christopher Blank.
I'm going crazy, don't know what to do.